Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I was waiting for this one this week. This is very appropriate. At times, it does feel like the circus. A 4-0 circus. I mean, that's the bottom line, is wins are wins. And the Eagles win while acting like a circus. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. A.J. Brown yesterday held court to talk about everything. Then he went and tweeted at Seth Joyner, and everyone else was fired up today, including Hugh Douglas. All right, your calls on all this and the Phils.
Got to protect the old people, man.
You do.
Got to protect the old heads.
That was my first theory.
Yeah.
It was the old
really,
heads comment.
Really? No.
If he went after a younger commentator, he would have been like, whatever. But it was someone not, your age bracket.
It's not that. But it's part – because – I have a tremendous amount of respect for everybody that has paved the way in this game for us. Because like I tell some stories all the time about when Harold say he used to go to camp and be like 100 people on the team. Mm-hmm. And how this is a Hall of Fame player now coming from Southern. And he talks about how there were times where he didn't want anybody to know he was hurt. He would go get treatment late at night because the rules were different. And this is a Hall of Fame receiver who played in an era where, you know, they started to transition for African-American players. And so I look at him with a tremendous amount of respect for the sacrifice that he made for the game would be better for me. And we talk about this game because in some way, shape, or form, we've all been through it. We've all been through it. So when you have the audacity to be disrespectful to your elders that have played this game, right, and get mad at them, because they are commenting on a firestorm that you created. Mm-hmm. You created all of this. You sound stupid to me, with all due respect. You sound stupid, and you coming at all of us because we wouldn't have nothing to talk about if you didn't say anything. If you just won the Super Bowl, bro. Mm-hmm. You've accomplished something that a lot of us have never accomplished. You're on a good football team. I understand that. Your frustration is because you want the football. But to come at somebody for commenting, and you had the floor yesterday to say whatever you wanted to say, to get it all off your chest. But you still, whatever you're going through, bro, you still carrying it. You had a chance yesterday to lighten your load. Because they asked you, what's wrong? And you sat there and you didn't say a word.
Well, and
you had the opportunity to lighten your load yesterday.
They would have listened for as long as he wanted to talk.
Yes.
Yeah, of course they would have.
But you wanted to send out cryptic-ass tweets and come at old heads.
What stands out to me from a fan perspective, and there's a lot of people out there, I see it, this is nothing, why are you guys talking about this?
Because those people are stupid.
Well, I think there's, we could use that word.
That's the word I choose to use today.
I think sometimes people could be naive. And I think we could bury our head in the sand. I like your word.
You know what? It's a special day with Kyle co-signed my foolishness.
I know.
Oh, I mean, we're on fire.
No, we're doing well.
I care.
What I think,
this is all it's all I could have ever asked
let's
for.
Let's use stupid. Let's use naive. let's use head in the sand. But here's what I think we people do. They pretend that things that have happened to other teams in the past could never happen here. And the reason this is an issue is we've seen plenty of teams get destroyed and great teams in sports history by ego and jealousy and whatever the hell's going on with A.J. Brown and whoever the hell he's upset about, mostly the quarterback, right? Let me give you three examples. Why did the Cowboys dynasty in the 90s die? Because Jerry Jones and Jimmy Johnson had ego issues with each other. That team should have not stopped. They should have stopped winning the when they did. It blew up because the owner couldn't handle the other guy getting more credit. Let's go to the Lakers in the 2000s. Kobe and Shaq are the best duo I've ever seen. And I think for a lot of us probably ever seen. And maybe you want to go back before I did. Maybe you saw one better. But in the last, I'm 39 now. Kobe and Shaq in their prime are the most dominant duo I ever saw. Why did that thing get broken up?
Because it was a drama between the two of them.
Right, exactly. Drama between the two of them. And then let's go to a more recent one. Maybe not quite as dominant as the Cowboys and Lakers, but they went to back-to-back Super Bowls and won one. The Seahawks. Why did that die? Because the defense, and they couldn't handle that they were the best unit on the team. And who got all the credit? Who got the money? Russell.
Yeah.
And they hated it. And eventually they were like, oh, I guess we got to move off these guys because this is Russell's team. And they never got back to a Super Bowl. So like this happens all the time in pro sports. So if you say it's no big deal, it is a big deal. And if the Eagles don't handle this, this could tear this thing apart. I don't think they're going to let that happen. And if I had to guess, Howie's going to be proactive instead of letting it fall apart. I don't think Howie's going to let it happen. But if AJ doesn't figure this out or shut up, he's going to be out of here. There's no way. Like, do you think Howie Roseman and Jeff Lurie are happy this week?
Not in a happy today.
Of course they're not. Of course they're not. They have a 4-0 football team, and there's a distraction in the locker room. Whether or not that guy is correct in his assessment of the problem of the offense, how they're handling it, how he's handled it, is just not constructive to fixing it. All right, 215-592-9494. Could we hear? First, let's let you hear how A.J. Brown spoke yesterday, specifically about his coaches, then the quarterback, and then we'll let you hear Jalen Hurts' response to what he feels about the whole situation. So let's go back to AJ and how he kind of addressed everyone's name yesterday.
Based on the content of that tweet, it seemed like maybe you were feeling like you weren't being listened to. Is that the case or is that not the case?
No, again, like I said, the tweet wasn't directed at anyone because, you know, I am listening to, like I said, I have an open communication with my coaches, Nick, KP. I talk all the time with those guys. Nick FaceTime me on Monday when I'm not in the building. This is like a every weekly thing, you know. That's the relationship that we have. So that's not the case at all.
All right, so you heard there, Hugh, about how he spoke about his relationship with Nick Sirianni. Please, it feels pretty strong, right? Like they FaceTime. All right, and then, you know, kind of the way he talks about his quarterback, a little bit different. Could we hear Jalen Hurts yesterday? Jalen Hurts asked about the situation, communication with A.J. Brown.
They go back a long ways, obviously. You know, he has been good friends for a number of years. Do you guys have, like, extra conversations, I guess, when, you know, a day like Sunday happens and, you know, you might be frustrated with certain things that are going on?
We just focus on the work.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Man, a few words, but I think he said something there that was pretty obvious. Hugh, they don't. It doesn't feel to me they speak much,
and that's a problem.
Yeah,
that's a problem, especially when you talk about the relationship that the receiver and the quarterback have to have in order to have success.
Right.
I've never played quarterback, but I would venture to think that Puka Nacua and Stafford they talk quite a bit. You know, and the fact that since we want to talk about cryptic ass tweets. Talk about that cryptic tweet that OG Wade brought up when you're talking about you need a quarterback to throw to. How about call your quarterback that you actually won the Super Bowl with in offseason and ask him, could he fly? Hell, both of y'all got bread. He can fly wherever you are, and y'all can throw the ball to get that rapport.
Yeah.
So that's the problem. So, when you sit here and instead of you being – like, you're in position to directly affect how this outcome works. But you want to go call other people out. That may help me. Somebody help me understand why that makes sense in anybody's planet. You don't even do that in the real world. You don't even do that in real jobs. But you expect that to be done on a football field. You got to see this man every day. You got to be in the huddle with him at every practice. But you ain't got nothing to say to him. But you okay with going out and involving a bunch of folks that ain't got nothing to do with this. You let them in the conversation and you let them have an opinion about it, but you got the cat that you work with every day and you don't even talk to him, but you gonna get on Twitter and you want all these Twitter clowns to chime in on a situation that they ain't got no clue about. And then when we say something about it, you wanna clap back at one of us.
I do like
what the hell wrong with you?
I do like Twitter clowns.
Twitter clowns is
no, I'm just saying,
right
though,
up my alley.
I'm looking, I look at the comments and everybody's got your back. None of them fools know what the hell's going on. They don't know what's going on. You know who does know what's going on? AJ and Jalen. But you ain't man enough to do that. You ain't man enough to go talk to him. You want to go to Twitter with a whole bunch of people that wear your jerseys and got you on the fantasy squad. And they gonna get you back because they want you to do better for their fantasy team.
Yeah.
Instead of talking to the dude that you won the Super Bowl with, the last time I checked, you said he was your godfather, your child, or whatever. But you want to go to them and talk to them.
Yeah, I just anyone out
makes
there
makes no damn sense.
Yeah, defending AJ this week is just
cook AJ.
Yeah, I just don't get it. I mean,
it's just stupid. You've done something that a lot of us haven't been able to do. You've won a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And you have a direct line. You have a direct line to the man that you have a gripe with. And instead of going to him and talking to him, because you see him every day, you go to Twitter. And then when somebody say something about what you're doing, you clap back at them. You got a lot to say to people ain't got nothing to do with this,
yeah.
But you ain't got nothing to say to the cat that directly affects your outcome or your accomplishments. You ain't got nothing to say to him. Make it make sense to me.
I can't. I mean, this would be a different story for, I think, me and a lot of people if this was a mediocre team or a Mickey Mouse organization. Like, all right, whatever. This is a team that we had a real discussion in the offseason. Are they on the path to a dynasty? Like, that's what's at stake here. They're 4-0. They're the favorites to win the NFC again. Like, that's what's at stake here. Like, they can win more championships. That's the kind of talent assembled here. And the fact that they're letting this stuff seep in is just silly. And then when I hear AJ say, oh, he doesn't really talk to the quarterback during the game. What?
Came out of your mouth.
I mean, like,
That came out of that you said that.
It's remarkable. Like, you can talk without causing a scene. At least I think you can. Like, you could say, hey, Jalen, I see this. If you see it, let's make a play. But he doesn't talk to him during the game, then he gets upset after the game. I mean, like, how old are these guys?
Can get back to
I mean, I've never said we, like, football, like, I will, you know, push back. We're childish.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a fact.
Not you're a professional now. You've now crossed the line into professionalism.
Sometimes.
He transitioned.
But you know, I kind of slide back and forth from being a professional and being childish. Yeah. But the bottom line is this, man. You can fix this. You can fix this today if you want to. You can fix it today. And it could be fixed without anybody having to know anything.
What's more likely, it gets fixed today or a tweet goes at BigHugh53?
Listen. No, I'm going to say this, and I'm not trying to say this in a hostile way.
Don't tempt me into a good time.
No, I'm not trying to say this in a hostile way. I'm at 2400 Market Street, and I'm here from every day from 10 to 2.
Well,
and I'm not hard to find.
AJ knows the number.
No, and it's like, and I'm not trying to say it in a combative way. But if you want to have a conversation, I'm willing to do that.
Can we rehash the Twitter idiots thing? I was really enjoying that.
Yeah, there's a lot of those. Yeah, that was they're out there. Yeah.
You know, that was a self edit.
Yeah,
I've been doing a lot of that.
I think this is Hugh's best week as a pro.
And I've seen a lot of penetration. It's not, man. It's just, it's unfortunate, man, because we see it. We see his frustration, and we understand it, and we try to understand him because we know he's built a little different. I get that. I totally understand that. But you can't. This is not the way to handle this. It's not. It's just not the way to handle this. You can handle this better because you have a direct line to Jalen Hurts. If that's the problem.
Yeah, no, there's no question. This shouldn't be this hard. And these guys, after all these years together and the friendship they had that we were told about and saw on display when he first got traded here, this shouldn't be this hard. It's a shame we're here. They keep winning, which I think puts a little bit, it's a Band-Aid. I mean, the winning is the Band-Aid, but obviously this is not going away. And I wish I was not as naive as people are like, what's going on? There's nothing to see here.
And here's another thing, man, because like as a grown man, and I'm speaking as a growner man than I have been in the past.
More grown.
Yeah, because, you know, everybody likes to reference the T.O. situation that I had with him.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Because that came up in the YouTube chat.
No, it did. And you're talking, and for all those you people out there, that was 20-something years ago. So for all y'all that want to bring it up, it's fair, it's fodder, but that was me 20-something years ago. And that was T.O. 20-something years ago. So if that's the story that you got to go with, maybe you need to start growing and maturing as an individual. But that's okay. But the point that I'm trying to make is this. We all make mistakes when we're young. And if I'm not mistaken, I think Seth referenced that same thing.
I think when he was on with Joe kind of brought up something that Seth said during his career about Randall that maybe in retrospect, Seth regrets. But Seth was overly emotional. I think that's what he kind of said, right? He still is, but that makes him a great broadcaster and it made him a great football player. But Hugh, I think when I heard Seth talk about AJ, I felt it was in a, hey, I've been in your shoes. I made mistakes. You don't have to do the same thing.
We've all had those moments. And it's not. And see, this is the thing. That's why when you say respect your elders, because most times when your elders speak to you, it's not like they're trying to tear you down. They've seen the road that you're traveling, and they're trying to help you not make the same mistakes that they've made.
They've been there before.
That's it. And I've heard the stories. The stories are famous about how the defense was adversarial to the offense here. Those are famous stories, and Seth was a big part of that. And for him to sit there and say what he said, and you not understand that is ridiculous to me because that's what he's saying. He's saying he's learned from his mistakes. Just like when me and T.O. sat down and we talked about it, hey, we were on different sides of this thing, and we both admitted to a man that we were wrong. And that's how it's supposed to be as a grown man. That's how it's supposed to work. Some of y'all need to start listening to your parents. That's why y'all out there sending out them stupid-ass tweets on you people all damn day long. You know
we'll get to them later on.
Yeah, that's why y'all out here living stupid ass in the past and whatnot. That's what you're doing, living in the past. While we trying to move forward, we trying to build some stuff here, you still in the past.
Yeah, there is something. This happens, I think, throughout people as they age. There's a point like in your maturity where you think the people that are trying to tell you, hey, I've been here before, you should do this, they don't know anything. And then you wake up one day, and when you mature, and you're like, you know what? They kind of knew what they were talking about. And obviously, AJ hasn't reached that point. Let's hope he does. Let's
I hate
hope
D-Gun, they get... though, by the way.
What'd he do?
Because he see, this is,
is
the
messy?
Problem.
Is he being messy?
D-Gun ain't being a grown-up, man. Now, and this is the problem. Because D-Gun is supposed to be one of the OGs that kind of usher me into being a grown man. And he's sending these stupid ass tweets out that he's sending. He's sending me stupid messages. I hate you, D-Gun. I ain't going to tell him what you said because I'm not going to put you out there like that. But you're dead wrong.
You tell me off the air.
I'm going to tell you.
Let's go to Self in North Philly. What's up, Self?
Yo, gentlemen, what's good?
What's up? How you been?
Hey, listen. One day y'all going to listen to me, Joe. Did I not tell y'all this 2 years ago when we were winning and he was on the sideline barking at Jalen while we're winning? And I said, this dude is a cancer. He's going to be a problem. Get rid of him. Y'all kept saying, no, he's a great player. Let me explain something to you. First off, let me say this. If the offensive rushing ain't clicking and the offensive passing game ain't clicking, that only breeds one thing, offensive line. Period. Cut it. End of discussion. I want people to stop blaming Jalen. Stop saying Saquon lost a step. The offensive line sucks. It's horrible. It's not as good as it has been. We got men playing hurt. We got backups coming in and don't know what they're doing. The offensive line is the problem. Move on to AJ. AJ. This dude is indicative of this generation of dudes. They're still entitled. Y'all keep calling him great. I got T.O. First of all, stop comparing him to T.O. He's nothing like T.O. If T.O. told you he was going to do something in the game, he did it. T.O. burnt people. T.O. trucked people. T.O. did what he said he was going to do. This dude is no T.O. whatsoever. So we need to stop comparing him to T.O. In fact, T.O. is the greatest Eagles receiver ever, followed by Harold Carmichael, followed by Mike Quick, followed by DeSean Jackson, followed by Devontae Smith. He ain't even in my top five, man. What are y'all talking about? This dude play hurt and get injured when he miss a ball. Y'all don't see this stuff. I see this dude, man. We got to get rid of him. I don't care how great y'all think he is. Get rid of him. Get it. I don't care if you draft somebody, trade for somebody. Matter of fact, put one of them, sit him on a bench and let him watch Mechie or one of them other receivers get in there and take his place. That's what you got. There's only one way to deal with a cat like that. You got to show him better than you can tell him, gentlemen. That's all I got to say.
Self, see? Appreciate you. Self
that, came, was that was strong, Self. Listen.
Self came out strong with his top five list, not including AJ. I mean, that, he workshopped that one.
He's still in the top five now.
That's an awful list.
Yeah, I didn't say it a whole lot, and I came in here on fire, but he's still a hell of a receiver.
Listen, I'm letting people live their truth today. I'm taking a page out of the Hugh Douglas book. It might not be my top five, but it's a top five.
It shouldn't be anybody's top five.
I'm supposed to say. It's top five.
I know I get a little emotional too, but I ain't ready to move on without the man. Now, we do need to get him involved in offense. Now, that's a truism.
Sure.
We need to get him involved.
Yeah.
We just need to figure out how to squash this beef that he had.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll figure it out, just like we figured out last time and the time before that.
Let's, man, it's a fluid situation.
Let's go to Marple Mac in Malvern. Hey, Marple Mac.
Thank you so much for taking my call.
You got it, Marple Mac. What are we thinking?
Well, remember I said last week, and I told Kyle this, that they had a special team, that they had an extra point blocked. Well, I went to YouTube and found it. I believe it was Ringo.
You were right. And Marble Mac, as the show went on, we realized that we wouldn't even remember. We just missed that. You were right. You were the one that called it. Yes, they did it last year against the Bucks. And then, Marble Mac, we did it again this week with the punt block.
Yeah. So you was really speaking my mind about what A.J. Brown has done. He's really creating a malignant tumor that's going to destroy the whole body if this isn't checked. And, going off like he did after, like you said, you telling the company line and then going around behind everybody's back and then going off on Seth, that's totally uncalled for. Who's he think he is? He's not, he's not above reproach. I mean, come on. He's quoting scripture. I got a scripture for him to follow. Ready? Here it comes. I hope you're listening, A.J. Brown, Mr. Scripture.
He is.
It says, now them that are such, we command and exhort by our Lord Jesus Christ that with quietness they work and eat their own bread. Just be quiet and play the game. If you have something, go to Jalen, but don't go air it out and, making a mess out of a team over this.
It's not worth it. Marple Mac, it's not worth it. Appreciate the call. Marple Mac.
Got to get him the Cartwright letters.
I mean, listen, AJ posts scripture. Marple Mac can quote scripture. We go back and forth.
They should have a scripture off.
And you know who can lead it? The great Reverend Douglas.
You know what? Y'all have taken my professional moment, and you have sullied it by
No, I let you cook for like an hour. Yeah. I'm just saying, dude, if we're going to read scripture, the great Reverend's got to jump.
You have done enough today.
You've done the most.
Hey. I do feel like a wind-up dog, though. Y'all did get me going, because that's the first time we've ever did a segment like this where y'all just laid out.
Yeah, I was like, he's cooking. I'm just going to sit back. It's kind of nice.
Some things run me kind of hot, man.
No, I know.
You know what I mean?
Full disclosure to everyone out there, as we tell the audience, a little behind the scenes. So we were kind of talking through how we were going to structure the show. We wanted to start with the Phillies, because we knew that once we got to this, Hugh had a lot to say. So we're like, all right, you know, let's do this. We'll bring Rhea in, and then... Hugh, 11 o'clock, tell him what you feel. And here we are at 12:24. All right, 215-592-9494. Your phone call's coming up on the Phils and the Dodgers. Hope or expect to beat the Dodgers. And, of course, the A.J. Brown situation. Your reaction to A.J., the tweet at Seth Joyner, what he said about Jalen, your reaction to Hugh's reaction, which is my favorite part of the show today, and the NLCS. The odds. What do the odds say on this?
We're in the CS already?
NLDS, excuse me.
No, he's projecting. Well, speaking it into existence.
I'm trying to. Let me frame it this way. Who's favored to get to the NLCS? The Phils or the Dodgers? And who should be the favorite? We'll hit that next. It is the Midday Show. And on the other side, I have some big news for you, everyone out there. For tomorrow's show at Stateside Live, we have a special guest set to join us tomorrow during the show. We'll tell you who next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Is this music for Hugh?
Yeah, I mean, I can't even think of another application for it at this point.
I mean, this is just...
We got a game Saturday?
The Eye of the Tiger, Hugh Douglas.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. I was a huge Seth Joyner fan. You know what I mean? Just the way he played the game. I mean, and it's some of that is... Some of the way I felt was, I'm not going to lie, steeped in nostalgia and the defense that he played on and the player that he was. And like I said, the respect that I have for him, because, man, when, especially when you talk about the sacrifices that they made in the era that they played, they got it good now, you know, and even when I played, it was better than what it was when they played, but it's even better now.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's just like, there's a respect that goes along with that, that you just have to give to the OGs, man. You might not like some of the stuff that come out of our mouths. And even when we talk, when me and Jaws, like, I don't really disagree with him. But if Jaws says something that I don't agree with, I'd be like, hey, he's earned the right to say that.
Yeah, and it's because okay. Because he has. It's okay to disagree without making it.
It's okay because it's a respect thing.
Yeah.
It's a sacrifice. Because we are standing on the shoulders of everybody that came before us. That's a fact. And for you to be that, that's the part that really rubbed me the wrong way, is the disrespect that you show for Seth. And on top of that, you're talking about towing the company line.
Yeah, it's a lot.
And you were towing the company line.
And then went right to Twitter like a kid again.
Yes.
It was wild.
Like, that's the part that I think is the disconnect. And it's ridiculous to me.
And it's a distraction. I mean, it's a flat-out distraction for the football team. They've all had to answer the entire week about A.J. Brown's tweet. It's a joke. I mean, it's a flat-out joke that A.J. Brown, he just took the week over. Him. And he's the only one to blame for this, for that. Now you could say, well, he's got a reason to blame, and the quarterback, and whatever. That's different. He took this week and just commandeered it.
And you know what? I had so many plans for what we might get to talk about this week. They were fun, too.
I know you. We did. We had some good ones cooked up.
We had one in the holster, man.
I know. We got to save that one.
Save it.
Yeah. And AJ better produce so we could do that show. Otherwise, I will flip out on him. All right. 215-592-9494. Hugh, I got a special announcement to make here. So everyone knows tomorrow. Tomorrow is our second annual Red October Rally, live from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. at Stateside Live. We'll be doing our show there from 10 to 2, of course. It's the former Xfinity Live at the South Philly Sports Complex.
Yeah,
so come on by.
Stateside balling. They bought a whole building.
Well,
they bought a whole building.
Well, they're going to sell plenty of statesides at the game on Monday, so they're going to afford that building. It's going to be really fun tomorrow. Come on out. And we're going to have an amazing array of guests with us. So 10:30 tomorrow, Al Morgan is going to hop on. 11 o'clock, we will have the High Hopes guys. James and Jack will be on the show with us. 12 o'clock, as always, Scott Fransky, right? 1 o'clock hour, Ben Davis and Devin Caney will join us. And how about this? Now confirmed, 11:30 tomorrow. Calling into our show will be Philly shortstop and leadoff hitter Trey Turner tomorrow.
Trey. Excuse me.
Oh, wow.
Do we play it for him?
That's what we're doing. No.
No. Well, to be fair, that wasn't even about Trey.
No, let me tell you.
It was about Trey Hendrickson.
That's probably going to happen. I set myself. I know that's going to probably happen.
Now, excited to talk to Trey tomorrow.
Cheers. I like Trey.
Excuse me.
Well, we all like Trey. We like Trey right now. He's had a batting title season, and the Phillies need him to ignite this offense starting on Saturday. Excited to have Trey on the show tomorrow at 11:30. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. Let's go to Lola in Jenkintown. Hey, Lola.
Lola.
Yes. Hi, gentlemen. Can you hear me?
We can.
Lola, how you doing?
How you doing,
yes,
Lola?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
So I just think that this is such a disappointment, and I agree with Hugh. I'm very disappointed, and I think a lot of people are, because this is a winning team. They just won a Super Bowl, and they have 4-0, and, you know, he's complaining. And I think about this as a person who's just seeking attention. And any way that they can get attention, they're going to get it. Because if you have an issue with someone, you discuss that issue with the person and not make it a worldwide problem, and then turn around and say everybody else is the problem, not the person who started the problem. It's almost like the boy that cried wolf. You're putting out all these cryptic posts, but then when somebody questions you about it, you don't have any answer for it. It's like, okay, I want the attention, but then I'm a backlash on everybody who's going to give me the attention or who speaks about it. Everybody needs to know, and everybody does know in this world, that everybody is replaceable. And just like when we had Terrell Owens on our team, you can be the best of the best, but when you become disruptive, when you become a distraction, it's time for you to go. And unfortunately, I think he is a great player. I love to watch him. But just like if you have a regular job, if you got somebody on the team that's coming in and not performing or have a nasty attitude, I don't care who they are. People report it to HR. You get sat down, you get talked to. And then if you don't change your attitude, then you're shown the door. And I think that as good as he is, if he's going to be this disruptive in the locker room, he needs to go. Because no matter where you work at, you can be the best, like I just said, but if it's tension, if it's all this stuff going on, you're talking about me behind my back on posts and stuff, but when I see you, when we see each other, you're not saying anything. You're always upset. You know, at the Super Bowl championship, he said at his his speech. They call me a Devo.
Yep.
They say I'm a Devo. Well, you are acting like a Devo because nobody wants to hear this. Nobody wants to see this. We want to see good football. We're paying $500 for tickets. We're paying $1,000, and we are working people, and you're sitting here complaining about not getting the ball. And I understand that because you do want the ball, but at this time, you need to work with the system, make these wins, get another championship, get your money, and then do something behind the scenes with Harry Roseman and them, change the program with Jalen. But I think this all comes down to men being jealous. I believe he was jealous when Saquon came in. He's jealous of Jalen, and he doesn't know how to express it. He needs to go to therapy. Posts are not going to help you. Go get a good shrink, sit down, and talk to the shrink about it, and stop putting everybody out on Front Street. And now the team is going to be all messed up because you got a problem, and now all this tension and stuff is in the locker room. Nobody wants to deal with that at their workplace. At the end of the day, these men are at work.
Yep.
This is not some football game on in North Philly. You are at work, and nobody wants to deal with this tension. It's called a distraction at work. It's called, like, what is going on? Like, we need to deal with this problem. So he needs to sit down with the management. They need to sit down with him, get him some type of psychiatrist to talk to him so he can do his stuff and maybe talk to that guy who wrote that book again, because this cannot keep happening, and then he needs to go if he continues this and not change his pattern of behavior.
No, Lola, great phone call, and we appreciate it. Call again. That was great. Yeah, and I agree. I think jealousy's part of it. I think ego's part of it. I think immaturity's part of it. And one thing she said there, and she's right, and I know, Hugh, when self-called earlier, you kind of like, oh, I don't want to trade him. No one wants to trade a player of AJ's caliber. What Lola said there is right. No one is above the team. And I think the Eagles have shown more than any team in the NFL. If the juice isn't worth the squeeze, they will get you out of here, and the whole thing will keep moving.
Yeah.
So yesterday we had Elliott on, and there was a report from Jeremy Fowler that people around the NFL are wondering if the Eagles would trade AJ.
It's like a $90 million hit or something crazy.
Yes. So it is, but and there was a lot of response to Elliott saying to us, it probably won't happen, but not impossible. And I just want to remind everyone, because we have short memories around here, there was a time. Five years ago, where we started talking about the Eagles maybe trading Carson Wentz.
Mm-hmm.
And the response was the same thing.
Oh, yeah, you got a lot of heat for that.
Joe, you're crazy. There's no way that this would be the biggest cap hit. The Eagles would never do this. And the Eagles took the biggest cap hit in NFL history to get him out the door.
100%, man.
Because they didn't want him here anymore. And then you know what? A couple years later, the Broncos, who are coming here this weekend, they took an even bigger cap hit.
Yes, they did, with Russell.
To take Russell. In the NFL, the cap hit doesn't bother them the way you think it does.
Not like it used to.
If they don't want a player in the building anymore, they get him out and they deal with Howie figures out the money. So, do I think the Eagles are going to trade AJ in the next month? I don't.
Nah, he ain't going nowhere.
But do I think that it is impossible because of the cap? No. I mean, the Eagles took on the biggest cap hit in NFL history because they thought it made their franchise better. That's all you need to know. So, if you think it's impossible, you're forgetting recent history, and you're forgetting who the Eagles are. Hugh, you always say this to me. The Eagles are it's a machine.
The cog in the wheel, just another cog in the wheel.
There's no player that is above the team. And if you think you're above the team, they will make sure you know you're not.
Yeah, this is just... I don't think that this is that. This is a disconnect with communication, and it needs to be remedied. And it needs to be remedied. That's the thing. And we need to stop. We need to stop on both sides. First, you need to stop tweeting, and you need to stop lashing out at people who ain't did nothing to you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you got a problem, you need to go to the source.
Yeah. Well, that's become the issue here.
Yeah, you need to go to the source. Yep. Instead of lashing out at everybody else who you put in a position to talk about this. You would have came up in conversation as far as, hey, if you didn't get the ball that much this week, you would have been talked about, and it would have been everything that you probably wanted to say, because we would have said it for you. But when you do this and you send out cryptic tweets and then don't say anything, you put everybody in a bad spot.
No question.
Because we all know, because we've been in those locker rooms, you might be right. No, you are right about how you're feeling. But you know what makes you look crazy? Is you're on a 4-0 team.
Yeah.
And nobody outside that building understands that. You're 4-0. Because you heard what Travis said. You're 4-0, bro. You're 4-0.
Boss.
You know what I'm saying?
4-0, boss.
Yeah, whatever he said.
It's the best line
of
the week.
That's the bottom line. This is a bottom line business.
Yeah.
And that's the bottom line. Nobody give a damn about your stats right now. Nobody cares about your individual. Only people care about your stats are those cats that's co-signing you on Twitter because they got you in their fantasy football team.
You know, Scope was in here with our sales team the other day, and he said that to us off air, and I hadn't thought about that. But like, you think about it, there's a different. I'm not saying this is the typical Eagles fan, because I think the majority of Eagles fans care about the team more than anything. But there are people out there who bet on A.J. Brown's props each week. His over yards, his touchdowns.
You know who
his fantasy stuff, and you know what? If you're doing that, you're losing money. And so if you're frustrated from that perspective, I kind of understand. And you might be those siding with AJ.
And guess what? Those are the people that are calling me, Joe, talking about damn the year Jalen don't want to throw in the ball. I picked AJ up on my fantasy football because they don't care about you. Those people that you tweeting to getting that for them to co-sign and they got you back. They don't care about you. They care about their fantasy football wins.
Yeah, right. That's true.
That's it.
Yep. All right. 215-592-9494. Question for you. Let's take a deep breath on the AJ stuff for one second. Deep breath.
Man, do we have to?
I just have a question.
Hate Kyle Wright.
Because, I mean, we know Hugh Douglas has been, he's been bankrupting the books lately. I mean, this guy's hitting bets left and right. So I got to ask him this betting question.
Oh, he made a donation list.
No, he makes a donation deal.
I like how you okay. Know, fine.
Because
fine.
Did you hit a four-leg parlay?
Hugh?
No, I did not. I hit a three. I did. If I did a
no,
three-leg.
No. You can't say you hit a three-leg parlay when you put four.
I did. Okay, fine.
Who should be the favorite in the series? Phillies or Dodgers? Because I have the Phillies. Odds in front of me.
Phillies.
They're not. The Dodgers at FanDuel are the favorites. And now, to be clear, it is very close. They are a slight favorite, but FanDuel has set the Dodgers as the favorite to win the NLDS. I don't have a problem with it. I kind of like that the Phillies are underdogs. I'd rather it be this way. Again, it's not super. It's not like it's a huge gap between the two when you look at the odds. It's -112 Dodgers, -104 Phillies. I understand why the Dodgers are favorite. I get it. They won the World Series last year. If you count the great players, they probably have more of those in the series. Doesn't mean the Phillies can't win. A lot of us expect them to win. But I get it. I get why the Dodgers are favorites. If I was working for a sports book, I'd probably set them as the favorite for the same reason. I like that the Phillies are underdogs. A little chip on their shoulder going in. Home field, better record, beat them 4 out of 6, underdogs. I kind of like it.
Yeah, that's kind of why I think they I would make them the favorite, the Phillies.
Because home field.
Well, home and field, they beat them. They finished this regular season better than them. Like, I don't know. I think the only reason the Dodgers are favorites is because they won the World Series last year.
Yeah, that's probably why. That sounds like a good reason.
And their starting pitching right now is probably better.
Yeah, they got that, but their bullpen is kind of.
Yeah, the Phillies' bullpen should be better with Duran, right?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I mean, the way the odds look, it's almost like they're saying it's a coin flip. But shouldn't that lead them to make home field advantage the like the decider?
Let me throw this at you because this surprised me. So, okay, -112, -104 is pretty close. You can look on FanDuel at the exact correct score of the series, right? So correct scores could be 3-0 either team, right? 3-1 either team or 3-2 either team. What do you guys think is the favorite, like the shortest number for the correct guess on the series? Hugh, if you had to guess which, so there's six potential outcomes, right? Each mm-hmm. team sweeps. That's one outcome on each side, right? Each team wins in 4 games or each team wins in 5 games. What do you think they have said at the most likely one, or the one with the shortest number? Like, Phillies in 3, Phillies in 4,
five.
Phillies in 5. All right, so you think it's who in 5?
I think it's Phillies in 5.
Phillies in 5 is the second shortest, and what they're saying is the most likely. They have Dodgers in 4 as the one that is the shortest number.
That's why, to me, you got to get the first one.
You got to get the first one.
Must
win Saturday night?
Yeah,
or is it a can't lose?
It's a must-win.
Okay.
It's a must-win.
I like how strong you were
with
that.
With must-win.
Yeah, I think
no, it's a must-win because they're coming to town. You know, like, you got to get them. You got to get them here. That mm-hmm. place is going to be rocking. I hate that I have to go to work the
Sunday.
Next day. Yeah,
Sunday?
I got to go to work Sunday. Yeah, I can't get banged up.
Okay.
I got to be a professional. As I look at the U people, I'm a professional. Now, I've seen a lot of penetration. I'm a professional.
Complete professional.
Really banged up right now.
I can't get banged up either. Can't get banged up.
I'm going Phil's in 4.
Ooh, you want to know what the number is on that? +420 if you want to go make a little wage there. +420 on that. All right, let's get back to the phone lines here. Jerry in West Philly's up with us. Hey, Jerry.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good, Jerry. What's up?
I'm good, man. I just wanted to call in. I just wanted to have AJ back a little bit, man. I heard a lot of scrutiny, man. I agree with you guys to a certain extent, but I think AJ is good. I don't think that he needs to be traded or. I don't think he's a diva. I think he goes off the
motion. He is. I mean, he's clearly a diva, Jerry. Every 6 weeks, he makes a scene about himself. I mean, do you not see this?
I watch everything, man. I don't think he's a diva. Well, I think he goes off emotion. I mean, sometimes that could cause, you know, disruption to the team, but
Sounds to me like a diva wide receiver. I mean, the guy wrote, they were in the midst of a winning streak for 3 months, and he's reading a book on the sidelines to make a spectacle of himself, and he said the passing has to get better, Jerry. That's not diva behavior?
No, the passing does have to get better, though. But I'm a big Jalen Hurts fan. We said the main thing.
So
I'm not here to criticize Jalen Hurts or...
No,
or
AJ. We leave that to AJ, right? AJ's the one that gets to criticize Jalen publicly?
I think AJ Brown is good. Hmm.
So you just think everything's fine
good
here?
Dynamite point. Good talk. Yeah.
Say it again.
So you just think everything's good here?
No, we don't. Our special team, the defense, is holding it down. So I think on offense, Saquon is getting stopped. The receivers are, you know, they're not getting open, and Jalen is missing some reads. So I think on offense, our entire offense, I don't think we look like horrible, but we don't look like the Eagles. Without the defense and special teams, we're looking at a different record. If you ask me,
we agree with that, Jerry. We appreciate the phone. I mean, I agree with that. Boy, I know you maybe you think we're being too hard, but to say AJ doesn't express diva qualities, I don't know what we're talking about.
It's okay to defend AJ, but I mean, and I'm not picking on Jay, but Jay, you got to say a little bit more than that, because you brought no substance to that conversation. You just said I don't think he's a diva, and then you didn't give a reason why, and it's one of those things where. I wanted to ask you, what do you see that you don't see that this is an issue? Because, like, I guess it's a generational thing.
It must be.
It has to be. Like, I'm convinced it's a generational thing. And I'm not trying to poke holes or talk bad about the younger generation. But, like, and I'm not picking on Jerry, but when you call in and say that and don't give any validity to anything that you're saying, it's like, what are you talking about? Because I grew up in an era where they was like, hey, if you got a problem with a man, you go confront that. You say something to him, to the point where a lot of times, because as I got older, it became a problem because everybody does not like that confrontation. And it's not being confrontational. It's just you're trying to communicate with somebody on a level where they understand you having a conversation. And for a lot of people, a lot of you young cats, especially a lot of you young men, y'all don't like that. Y'all want to go to Twitter. Y'all want to go get people involved in a conversation that ain't got nothing to do with what you going through. I don't understand that. Instead of going to that person that you have an issue with and talking to them directly. A lot of times it can end civil. Most times it should be that way. But for you to sit there and say, this ain't, you know, you trying to defend him, wouldn't be having to defend him if he didn't go on Twitter. Mm-hmm. This would not be an issue. If he didn't go on Twitter, he started all of this. He's the catalyst to all of this. For all the folks that want to call and talk about, you shouldn't say this, that, or the third, he started this. It started with him. And when we tried to quell it and end it, he sat there and said nothing was wrong, right? And then he went back on Twitter and went at somebody else.
Yeah.
So where's the accountability? That's what I should ask you, Jerry. Where's the accountability? Where is it? When does it become, hey, you need to stop doing this? If you don't feel some kind of way, then don't say nothing. When does it become that? Because, see, that's the problem. Everybody want to talk about what he ain't and what he ain't doing, and we need to leave him alone. But what about him? He started this. He started this whole thing. What about his accountability?
No, there is none. I mean, his accountability is 4 days later. He's going to stand in his locker and say, read a statement, and then go right back to Twitter and go after Seth Joyner. There's no accountability. And then, again, if this was the first time, I think maybe we'd have the sense of, okay, this was weird, not great. He spoke. Maybe we'll just move on. We've done this now like 4 or 5 times in different ways. So we could count the ways back when his first year here, playoff game against the Giants, they're up 20-something points. He's complaining on the sideline. Then you go to the next year, he's yelling in week two. Then you go to last year, book on this. I mean, it's every single season. This is what we do here. This is the player. It does, and it's not about wins and losses. They've won more than any team in the league, other than the Chiefs since he got here. This isn't about wins and losses. That's the part that frustrates me, is because he claims it's about, I just want to win. Dude, all you do is win. That's all that's happened since he walked to the Eagles, in the NovaCare complex. All they do is win. So it's not just about that. It's also about him. He wants the ball because he's a receiver, and I know these guys do, but it's gotten to the point of ridiculousness. All right, 215-592-9494. right back to all your phone calls. We have to hold some people at WIP accountable later, including myself. All right, we'll get to that. It's always about accountability. I mean, it's accountability for the players, the coaches, the hosts. We do here. Plus, we want to get to something Sirianni said yesterday that caught my attention. That's all coming up. Your thoughts on the Dodgers, Phillies, expect or hope? I have to check the poll. I haven't looked at the poll. I wonder if people are being honest in the poll. Do you expect the Phillies to win or do you hope? And be honest. I mean, tell us how you feel. We'll talk through it as we got a big one coming up against the Los Angeles Dodgers starting on Saturday night. I know the nerves are there for a lot of us as the two best teams in the NL square off in the NLDS. All right, all coming up. Your reaction to the AJ stuff, the Hughes stuff, it's all there for you. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. Every NFL Thursday is your chance to hit the jackpot on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. Because with FanDuel's Thursday touchdown jackpot, you can win a share of $2 million of bonus bets each week. To get in on this Thursday's action, all you have to do is place an anytime touchdown score bet before the game kicks off. And if your player scores the first or last touchdown of the game, you'll win your bet plus a share of bonus bets. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to take a shot at the jackpot. That's FanDuel.com/GIGLIO for your chance to win a share of $2 million in bonus bets. Play your game with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.